Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Will the rain, will it ever stop? Can we get away from flooding? I'm not quite sure. Going to continue, I think, for a little while yet. We're going to get the latest now with the hydrologist from the National Weather Service, and her name is Amanda Lee. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today. I know, were you thinking you were going to be this busy, you know, back in like February and March all the way into May?
No, especially after we went through that pretty nice March and, you know, had our main spring snowmelt flood, which is not a whole lot. We thought we were in the clear, and then now April and May have been never ending, so we don't know when it's going to end either.
No, it's just been a crazy year, and for some folks, it's just been more of an inconvenience of some really wet ground, and others, they're dealing with overland flooding issues. So with the rains and what's been going on today, and I got to start this off too, and I know Mick and I talked about this earlier today, I have never had so much water in my basement, even on any flood years, than this year. It's just been crazy. My sump pumps have been going crazy. So let's talk about, with the rainfall today, or at least what's going on, where are the hot spots right now in between our Red River Valley here?
Yeah, this last rainfall that, you know, kind of started this weekend and continued into today, the highest amounts have been in the Southern Valley. Most places saw over an inch down in that far Southern Valley. Further north was more, you know, pushing a half to three quarters of an inch. For the most part, but everywhere, you know, across the whole valley saw some decent rainfall in the last day or two. So, yeah, like you said, you know, some pumps are running and water's in basements, and it seems like every 5 to 7 days or so we're kind of going through the same kind of story with the same kind of event.
So when we get a rainfall like this, and we have more rain in the forecast, it sounds like, within the next 7 days, but when we get a rain like this that's continuous, is this mean prolonged, you know, flooding or overland flooding in areas that are concerned, and some of the rivers that are dealing with major to moderate flooding, or will this cause a rise in their situation?
Yeah, that's kind of the million-dollar question. Today we are seeing a little bit of rises on some places, but you know, we're not looking at those 3, 4, 5-inch amounts that we'd had a few weeks ago that really jump-started things. But it's just enough to kind of push things up at some locations a little bit. And then at the other locations that already are experiencing, you know, moderate or major river flooding,
okay,
well, they're just going to stay up there for even longer. It's going to take a while for them to start receding if we keep getting rainfall like this.
Right. For some of the folks that maybe aren't totally familiar, Cheyenne and Pembina rivers in North Dakota have been dealing with major flooding. Where are they at today?
Yep. Kind of the... up on the Pembina River, Neche has, you know, been at above major flood stage for forever, it seems like. Then on top of that, they've had all this overland flooding up there to deal with, too. So they've got a lot of water going on up near the international border there. And then, like you said, on the Cheyenne, they've kind of been up and down a little bit because Bald Hill Dam north of Valley City has, you know, kind of been controlling how much water they let out. But there are, Valley City has crept back above minor flood stage, and we're expecting Lisbon to do that also. And then the locations further downstream, Kindred, West Fargo, and into Harwood, are kind of going back up again into that moderate, maybe even pushing into major flood category. So thanks to all that water and then the recent rainfall that we've gotten, and then with Bald Hill kind of opening things up again, letting some more flow out. So, like you said, you know, the Pembina up near the international border and then down on the Cheyenne and southeast North Dakota have definitely been hot spots on the tributaries. You know, that's not even taking into account the Red River main stem itself. So
okay.
With this recent rainfall, we are seeing rises again in the Southern Valley down at Wahpeton and Fargo. They're only in minor flood stage, but they are seeing a little bit of rises. Then you go further north, you know, come up to Grand Forks, and we are still moderate flooding here. And then even north of there, Oslo, Drayton, Pembina are all still major flood category up there.
Yeah, you go that I-29 corridor, you know, once you get closer to, like, Grafton in that area, they've been dealing with this for weeks. It just doesn't seem to end. Is there anything in the near future, or as long as we keep getting these rains, is it going to be an issue?
Yeah, that's, like you said, kind of that Grafton northward area is really, you know, taking a big hit up there. And they, I mean, on one hand, I kind of look at it, it's kind of a good thing that these rains are spread out, you know. They're like every, like I said, 5 to 7 days, you know, every week or so we'll get another one. But they all have been decent rainfall. They're not just these little shots of rainfall. But at the very least, at least they're not, you know, day after day after day, because we, you know, who knows what kind of problems we would have then.
Right.
But, you know, it's definitely not a good time now the way things are anyway. And like you said, later this week, we're looking at more precipitation chances. So all in all, it really does look like the month, this month of May itself might be, you know, continuing to be fairly active.
Right.
Hopefully we can keep these rain chances spread out a little bit. And then hopefully, I really have my fingers crossed, after that we head into summer, we can kind of turn the page to more hot and dry. But
yeah,
that's yet to be seen.
That's the hard part, though. You mean a lot of people don't want to see any more rain, but then they wonder if that's the last rain that we're going to see for a while. You just never know with this crazy summer. But right now, it sounds like for most of the people, at least I was talking to a friend up in the Devil's Lake area, and he said it'll be end of May or June now before they get into the fields. And realistically, the weather on several fronts, obviously, we're still going to get some rain, and there's the possibility of still some cool temperatures. Right?
Yep, that too. I mean, we've been below normal for quite a while now. I mean, all winter we were below normal all spring. And it feels like, you know, the real summer is never going to arrive, but we can't, it's hard to say because we don't want to go back to where we were a year ago either when we were so dry and in our drought. We just completely flipped the switch and went the other direction now. So yeah. It's really incredible how things can just kind of change on a dime when you're, you know, up in this neck of the woods.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left. Amanda, I'll just ask you this question. Any message for, like, the ag community out there, at least what you're seeing from your position? And, you know, obviously, I know you work quite a bit with Greg. Are we a couple weeks? Are we 4 weeks? Any kind of thought of when things might dry out a little bit?
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if this kind of extends for at least a few more weeks through the rest of the month. And hopefully by June, we can kind of maybe flip the switch and start drying out a little bit, which is getting to be pretty late. But it's hard to do anything out there right now, that's for sure. Everywhere is just at least a muddy mess at a minimum, if not completely flooded. So.
Right. Are you, and I thought it was interesting with the rain that we got today, there was a lot of street and also interstate. I know that I-94 dealt with water issues because of the rain. Are we starting, or is that going to be something in the near future that if we continue to get these rains, the soils are so saturated, there's just nowhere for it to go?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's hard to get it to soak in when it's already saturated as it is. And it kind of depends on the rate the rain falls. You know, if you end up under a heavy thunderstorm or something that's dropping, you know, a quick 1 to 2 inches of rain, that's definitely going to be harder to contain on roadways and stuff like that, other than if you get an inch over a 6-hour period or something like that. So it does kind of depend on what kind of rainfall we're going to see. You know, we're going to see thunderstorms, we're just going to see general rain. So when we did have some of those thunderstorms this morning, which did impact the area, especially the more in-town areas, like, you know, Wahpeton and Breckenridge and Fargo-Moorhead had a little bit of street issues. So that's going to happen when you get those heavy thunderstorms that move over.
Right. All right. Very good. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for taking time out. I hope your life gets a little easier from the flooding standpoint in the next few weeks. But thank you so much for your time today.